Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 4th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is brackish, spelled B-R-A-C-K-I-S-H. Brackish is an adjective. It's typically used to mean somewhat salty, and most often describes water or bodies of water, such as rivers, lakes, and estuaries. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Review by Marissa Grunes. The Homosassa River is an estuarial waterway that flows through marine wetlands on the western edge of the Florida Panhandle, turning brackish as it approaches the Gulf of Mexico. When the word brackish first appeared in English in the 1500s, it simply meant salty, as did its Dutch parent, the word brak. English speakers also adopted the synonymous word brack, B-R-A-C-K, from the same source, but it gets very little use. Then, as now, brackish was used to describe water that was a mixture of salt water and fresh water, such as one encounters where a river meets the sea. Since that time, however, brackish has developed the additional meanings of unpalatable and repulsive, presumably because of the oozy, mucky, and sometimes stinky, or stinky-ish, if you prefer, not just salty qualities of coastal estuaries and swamps. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.